today.
Are you tired of living with stained and worn-out carpeting? Does the den look like bears spent the winter with you? Spring is here, and so is Empire Today's half-off your project sale, starting now, but only for a limited time. Save 50% on a huge selection of carpet, hardwood, and laminate, standard padding and materials, and basic installation. Call the Empire Today half-off your project sale hotline now.
1-855-385-0681.
Empire Today's free in-home estimates are easy and smart. Choose from high-quality flooring in the rooms where you'll use them, with your lighting, so you can see the color best. We'll do the measuring. You do the selecting and saving. But first, you must do the calling. Everyone loves the half-off your project sale. Even bears. Call the Empire Today special hotline.
1-855-385-0681. 1-855-385-0681.
Empire Today.
Select styles. Details at empiretoday.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
What is going on? Woo! Hello, 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 everyone. Okay, this is really weird. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Late Night Girls. Hopefully everyone can hear me just fine. It seems like we're having some technical difficulties over here during our studio. It's really, really weird. And Jen, I cannot see you, and I'm hoping that you can hear me. but the show must go on, so hopefully everyone had a very lovely, wonderful weekend, and they've gotten their week off to a great start. So, okay, let's see what's going on here. Okay, Jen's trying to call me in, guys. Woohoo! Because, what's the show without my beautiful, wonderful co-host, Jen? Nothing at all. Let's see. Okay. Okay, we'll just patch her in whenever she calls in and whenever I can see her. But there is so much to talk about. Oh, my gosh. We're having a great show tonight. It's about living life with no regrets. And definitely that's what we've got to do, live life with no regrets. We'll get into that when we get my girl on the phone. We've got the weekend recap. Oh, my gosh, the Grammys. Who watched it? I don't know, but I was watching, like, bits and pieces of it, and it was pretty cool. We've got to talk about that Beyonce performance. But, again, I want to get my girl, too, on the phone before I get into all that. Let's see. We've got our Indie Artist Spotlight, which I'm really, really excited about, because we will be spotlighting contemporary gospel artist Eddie Daniels on tonight with Produce These Fruits in Me. He's actually been a guest on the show. If you haven't heard him, you've got to check him out. But we'll be spotlighting him on our new Indie Artist Spotlight segment. So that will be even more fun. That's right, my darling. And for some reason, I can't even pull up the studio. What is going on? Hello. It's just one of those days. You know, sometimes you just have one of those days, you know, that just things seem to go wrong, you know, and you're like, why is this happening to me right now? Why? I don't know. It just happens. But life happens. And speaking of life happening, there was actually a coworker of mine, and, you know, just God really bless him and touch him and keep him, like, through his difficult times, you know. Right at the beginning of the new year, he lost his son, very unexpected. And then just this past Saturday, we got word that he actually lost his father. So, you know, you just never know what happens. And when things happen, sometimes they say, saying goes, when it rains, it pours. But you know what? No worries. You always got to get back up, dust yourself off again, and just keep it moving, because life will throw so many different things at you sometimes. And it's really all about how are you going to handle it? What are you going to do to get yourself out of that situation. Jen, if you're listening to me, I'm still trying to patch you in, girl. I am trying to work this. Again, we are having some difficulties with our online studio. But again, I'm going to keep going right now because, you know, I can talk and talk and talk and talk. But I would really love to hear from some people later on tonight about the show, about, you know, what you're doing and how you're living life with no regrets. When we talk about our weekend recap with the Grammys, you have got to give me your input about, you know, that whole Beyonce versus Ladisi controversy. Yes, it has definitely been some controversy. And let me tell you why. Because, okay, Ladisi, or I say Ladisi, I don't know if her name is Ledisi, Ladisi, some people pronounce it differently. But anyhow, I'm going to say Ladisi right now. She sang Precious Lord, which is a gospel song, an old gospel song from back in the day, traditional gospel. She sang the song in the movie Selma. And, you know, so one would only think that she would be asked, right, to sing the song on the Grammys. No, that was not the case. Not the case at all. Unfortunately, they had, this is what I've heard and read on some articles, right? Just seems like I'm going into this now anyway. But what I've heard and read was that Beyonce actually asked if she could sing the song on the Grammys because she wanted to open up for Common, or introduce Common and John Legend, which, by the way, I completely missed that whole part, so I don't know, like, what the opening was or what the introduction was. I missed it. Now, if that was the case, I just say that that says a lot about Beyonce's character, first of all. If she asked to do that, knowing that that was going to take away from Ladisi's spotlight and shine to actually be able to sing the song Precious Lord, I'm just so saddened by that. And I don't know, it's just like, why would she do something like that, knowing that, listen, you're already on top, you've got your own songs to sing. Here, Ladisi has her chance to, you know, do the song in the movie. She's the one singing it, not you, Beyonce. Why would you let her have that spotlight on the Grammys and sing her own song that she was singing in the movie to do the tribute? Why? Why? But there's always another side to this thing. Always. Oh, and I think we've got the studio thing back working. But there's always, I'm going to finish my thought, there's always a brighter side to this because, you know, just because Ladisi didn't get to actually sing the song on the Grammys, a lot of people are asking now, who is Ladisi? So they're going to go look her up, and they're going to look her version up on YouTube, like I did, because I haven't seen the movie yet. Been saying I'm going to do that, and I will soon. But now it's going to bring some more shine to Ladisi, and people will be more inclined to actually go look her up and see what she's all about, and they will see what a great and beautiful voice that Ladisi has, way more soulful. I'm talking about the take it to church soulful voice. And Jen, do we have you on the phone, girlfriend?
I hope so. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Take your time.
Take your time. So, you know, as you can hear, you've been hearing me, right? Can you hear me when I was on this whole time trying to get you on to the line?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you right now.
Ooh, we're going to get a round of applause for you coming on right now. Because...
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, I can talk, but, you know, I was, like, trying to find the vibe and trying to, you know, do it at the same time, get the studio working right. So, thank you, God, it's working. So, you know, we're talking about Beyonce and her performance. What do you feel about that, Jen? I mean, everybody's got their opinion, so we might as well get one more from you about what you think about it being Beyonce that sang the song when it was really Ladisi singing the song in the movie. What's up?
Well, I feel, you know, I don't know Beyonce's character. I only know what she portrays to us. But it could possibly be she wanted to do something different, something more soulful, and she probably was inspired by the movie Selma, and why not? You know, she's like, I like this song. I think I could sing it. I want to sing it. Now, if that was the case, you know, that's pretty it's pretty wrong and selfish, you know, not giving the spotlight to the person. What she should have done, if she wants to sing it, is have the girl there with her, and maybe they could do a duet with it, one take one verse and the other take another, something like that, but not both like the whole song.
Exactly. Now, there's another problem with Bogarting and taking a song and trying to do a song, and even if you're trying to do something different, problem is when you get up there and you don't kill it on stage, but instead you literally destroy the song, like, in a major negative way, because, one, everybody's like, I don't feel that. I'm not feeling it. Like, when you sing, like, an old hymn, gospel hymn, traditional song, you know, it's like, especially church folks, they are looking for the anointing in that song. They're like, okay, where's the feeling? Like, that special tingling you get on the inside, like, ooh, it's just making, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up kind of thing. But instead, what she got from the church folk was, yes, Lord, take your time, take your time. All right now, all right now. Okay, Lord help her. Be with her, Jesus. That's the kind of stuff she got from that song. Like, it was like, okay, to the girl up front that really can't sing, that, you know, you just tell her, all right now, take your time. Mm-hmm, keep going. That was like that pity, and then they get a little clap, like, okay, all right, sit down now. Lord Jesus, if they don't bring somebody else up here. Somebody with some anointing into this piece, you know. Oh, my gosh. I'm just like, you know, I don't understand. But that was definitely not her song. So, no, she, you know what? My thing is just stay in your lane. People need to stay in their lane. I know what I'm not good at, and I ain't going to even try it. There's been a couple times that I've tried to do things like, oh, I'm going to step out the box on that one. And it didn't really go the way I planned or wanted it to. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I need to stay in my lane on certain things. I can't do everything. Even if you can sing, you can't sing everything. Unless you've just been really blessed to be able to sing everything, then great. But no, you got to stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, people. We're going to talk about some no regrets on tonight's show. I'm wondering right now if Beyonce regrets singing that song.
Well, what about Kanye West? You know, I know you heard about him going on stage when Beck won Album of the Year. And then he just walked off. Did you hear about that? Did you see it?
You know, I didn't know exactly what was going on. I've been hearing talks of Kanye, and I don't have the story. So what happened? What did he do exactly?
Okay, going back several years back, when Taylor Swift won some Grammy, Album of the Year, something, and Beyonce was also a nominee, he went on stage. You remember that? And he was like, this should have gone to Beyonce, whatever. So now, this year, Beck and Beyonce were in the same ballot, and Beck won for Album of the Year. He went up there, like, he was about to say something, and then just walked off. Yes, girl. And they have a clip of Jay-Z looking at him going up there, and his face was like, what? He was like, oh, my God. And then he walked away. And then later they interview Kanye about it. Khloe Kardashian was interviewing him, which is Kim's sister. Like, what is she doing on the red carpet? But anyway, but she asked him, you know, what was that about? He was like, oh, you know, it should have gone to Beyonce, and they're disrespecting hip-hop. They can't keep disrespecting these talented artists. We ain't playing with y'all.
My God.
Meanwhile, Beyonce and Jay-Z won, like, about 8 awards together. I could be wrong in that amount, but somewhere up there. And, you know, she doesn't need anyone fighting her battles because she won many, many, many Grammys throughout her lifetime and this year as well. So it isn't like she's winning for the underdog. You know, and it's so disrespectful.
Right.
You're taking away someone's shine. And then are you saying this person is not worth it? Like, that's just wrong. He's being disrespectful. So he's just, his head is so huge and blown. You know, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I've seen all these memes of the things that he says and the things that he does. This was last quick thing. This is video right after the awards. He's wearing his Jesus sneakers, which look like homeless crap. It just looks so bad. And then this guy, this reporter, asked him, he's like, oh, Kanye, are you dabbling into fashion? He goes, am I dabbling into fashion? Homie, you see this coat? He just walks away. And the coat was so ugly.
He's got serious issues. He really does. He's definitely got some serious issues. Ah. But oh my God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, if anyone wants to call in and give their little two cents on the show about the Grammys, about living life with no regrets, call in 323-792-2900, my darling. 2900. We'd love to hear from you. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Let's see. Let's talk about, okay, there's this new show called Prancing Elites. Ugh. It's a new reality show soon to be on the Oxygen channel. And I must say, and this is just only my opinion. What does my opinion matter anyway, darling? But I have to say this. I just really disagree with the show for a couple reasons. Because one, okay, it's about these guys that are dancers. But they're all dressed up and looking exactly like women. And I've also seen these prancing elites on the talk show The Real. They've been on a couple other things. And it's like they're blowing up and getting famous because basically they look just like girls doing dancing moves like they're the prancing dolls, like from the show in Mississippi that airs Bring It. I mean, I'm like, what's the difference except for they're guys? I think they're getting more shine, though, because they're guys. And they can shake their butts and they can dance or whatever. And I'm just like, to me, I just think it's ridiculous that, you know, now they can get their own reality show because they're trying to be just like women. I just don't like it. Call me crazy. I just don't like it. I even signed an online petition to have the show canceled, you know. I mean, fine. People can do what they want, you know. They can do what they want, but I just feel like they're getting way more shine than they need to get. There's plenty of dancing gay girls or dancing guys or whatever. But I'm like, really? If it comes to this, I don't know. I don't want to see it.
Okay. So the premise of the show is guys or transgender. Are they transgenders or are they just dressed like women?
I don't even know if they're transgender. But they were all in the women's uniforms and whatever, just looking like girls, just dancing. Like, they go around doing
dancing
routines just like anybody else.
Huh.
And it's going to show their life dancing into competitions, I guess. And they dance at football games and halftime shows and things like that.
And
I don't know. I wouldn't want my son to watch anything like that either. With like, oh, that's cool. We can now dress up like girls and be on TV dancing. Like, it's okay. That's just my own personal beliefs and opinions.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like there needs to be a whole reality show on it. Plenty of gay guys, and everybody's going to watch it. I'm sure, like, oh, my God, he's making a thing, whatever. I just don't care for it. I just thought it was interesting. I didn't even know about it until today, and I was looking on someone's Facebook page, and I'm like, whoa, okay.
So,
you know, they're going to put on whatever people want to see, and right now, like, transgender and the whole bisexual, the gay community is, like, really big right now, so they're gonna do things like that. And I think they have a right to if they want to put it up and everything, whether we agree with it or not, there's always a right for it. But what I don't agree with is, like, if it's, like, pushed too much in your face. Not even that, actually. Like, if they want to do it, I don't really see a problem with it. You know, I don't. If you don't want, like, we don't want our kids to see it, then we shouldn't have our kids watch it. But it's out there.
I'm definitely not going to watch it. Oh, definitely. At least I can control what goes on in this house, you know?
Right.
Definitely, he's going to learn and see plenty of other crap on the outside. But, yeah, definitely not nothing I would condone inside of my own house. I will control what he watches. Just like the other night, he was about to go to bed, you know? This is totally off subject. But I hear, so he didn't have to go to school, so I was like, okay, you can stay up later and watch TV. But then all of a sudden I hear the Cartoon Network turn into, you are now watching Adult Swim. And I'm like, oh, that. Like, you have to turn that. Because Adult Swim turns into all type of adult kind of cartoon.
Yeah,
definitely not. And he's like, what? I'm like, this just said Adult Swim. And this is not for kids. This is not a regular cartoon. So you are not watching.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's just way too
many. But these days, even Disney has things like that. Like, iCarly or one of those shows. They had a part. It's a Nickelodeon show that my daughter used to watch. It's not there anymore. And they had something about a TV show that had this boy that was like always dressed as a girl. And they were trying to cancel it because they didn't agree that the boy should be dressing as a girl. And then the iCarly show was, their stance was like, we're going to protest or whatever until it goes back on or whatever. And then my daughter's like, what is this? What's going on? I haven't even had this conversation with her. So it was before I had the conversation, it was already there on something that I thought that I wouldn't, that it's safe for her to watch. Not saying that they shouldn't do it, but I just wasn't ready for it. You know, I thought maybe it wasn't something that should be right away. But, I mean, it's out there.
Yeah, it definitely can be confusing, and they're going to start asking questions. And you know what? I think now is the time to, you know, go ahead and start talking to your kids about this stuff because, like you said, it's in their faces already. So you might as well explain to them at least what it's about, what's going on. Excuse me.
Yeah, I have that conversation. Cool.
So we're going to go right into our Indie Artist Spotlight, and then we're going to come back and talk about No Regrets because, again, time is always flying. And we got off to a crazy little start here. Oh, yeah. Now, where is that? We're going to play Produce These Fruits in Me by Eddie Daniels. He's been a great guest on the show before. And I really do love this song. He's actually from New Haven, Connecticut. And during the Indie Artist Spotlight, we do like to spotlight and highlight independent artists that have great things going on. And is it just me or can we not hear? Okay. It says it's playing. You know, this studio is really playing games today. It is really. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave it on. I'm not touching it. I can't even hit the button to stop it now. So I have it on play. It might just pop out, you know, out of nowhere and just start playing. But we can go right into the No Regrets. I'll have to kick that off for us, Jen.
Well, here's the thing. Usually, like, there was a study where they asked a bunch of people if they have any regrets, and about 40-45% of them had regrets, you know, in their life of something they wish they could have changed or done differently. And that's so weird, and it had me thinking, like, do I have any regrets? And honestly, I don't. I can't say there's anything that in my life that I have a regret about or I'll go back to and would want to change because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I'm not saying I'm in a perfect place right now, but I am in a happy place, and I'm better off than where I was before. So I'm just thinking, like, and it never crossed my mind to think, like, to think that way. So it was just really weird to me. And I feel like this, like, things happen for a reason. Oh, here we go.
We'll continue that thought as soon as we get back.
All right,
Produce
now.
Produce your sleep
in me, Eddie Daniels. Take your time. Remix.
All right now, all right, and I haven't touched a thing. Well, here we go. Enjoy, people, enjoy.
My life, all was a from the truth. Who wants to fall for the truth? I followed Christ. Became a target of Satan trying to destroy me. Playing tricks in my mind. Got me questioning.
That's Eddie Daniels, Produce These Fruits in Me. It's actually one of my favorite songs. I love all types of music, and I think this one is great. So welcome back to the Late Night Girls. If you're just now tuning in, we are talking about No Regrets, and so far so good. Jen started us off about, you know, living life with no regrets, and I'll let you finish that, and I'll get into my thoughts.
No, go ahead. I finished. Go on. I was just saying, you know, I don't believe we should have regrets. But how do you feel about it?
Well, you know, I agree. I feel like everything that you should do with intention. And, you know, just make sure that you're making the decisions that, you know, you feel are right for you in this very moment, not thinking about what other people think and not letting others guide you with their thoughts and their opinions, because at the end of the day, you've got to be happy and you've got to do what's right for you regardless. So, you know, everything that I do, I'm like, you know what, I did it because that's what I wanted to do. And sometimes the things that I do, they may not always have the best outcome, but at the time I'm like, you know what, I felt like that's what I should have been doing. And regardless of how things came out, if they didn't come out so great, well, was there a lesson or something that I learned from that? And more than likely, there was. So, you know what? I wouldn't change that because I may not have learned no lessons. I may not have learned nothing. And so everything that I've done, you know, there is something that's come out of it, whether it's good or bad. And you know what? It definitely shapes the person, as Jen was saying, shapes you who you are today. You wouldn't be the same person. And I may not be in the best spot, and Jen may not be in the best spot or position right now, but we're in a good place right now. And it's all because of the things that we've done and the decisions that we've made in the past that brought us here today. So, you know, it's all about just being careful with what you decide to do with your life each and every day. I want to read this, something that I found online, little poem, I guess, by Mary Ann Rodmacher. I have no idea who she is. And I found it on this site called dancelightly.com. And it says, live with intention. Walk to the edge, listen hard, practice wellness, play with abandon, laugh, choose with no regret, appreciate your friends, continue to learn, do what you love, live as if this is all there is. And I really like that, especially like, you know, living well, practice wellness, listen hard, walk on the edge a little bit.
live your life with intention right now. Just appreciating the things that, you know, that are in life at this very moment, and as if this is it, this is all you've got. So, you know, a lot of times you just got to make the most of what's going on, especially to continue to learn. I talk about that, you know, continue learning in my own book, you know, that I have. Plug, The Girly Girl's Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life. You know, I got to say that. And, you know, I even talk about that in the book as well. It's like, just live for the moment sometimes and stop and relax and enjoy everything that's around you and take in your surroundings, you know. I want to live life every day with no regrets. There's nothing right now that I could say that I change. And I'm telling you, I've done some crazy things, been through some craziness, and I still wouldn't change it for anything because, you know what, it brought me to this very place that I'm in right now, and I'm happy with this place. I don't know, there's going to be some things down the road that, you know, I may not make the best decisions, but you know what? I think and believe that I'm going to be happy with everything and where my life ends up. And that's most important, right? It's all about being happy, being content, and just doing for yourself right now. Let me tell you, I started this page on Saturday. Was it Saturday? No, Friday. This past Friday, it's called I Love Me First. And this page is all about, you know what, focusing on yourself, loving yourself, knowing your self-worth. If you don't like the page already, look us up on Facebook. It's I Love Me First. And it's really, really great. It's inspirational. And like I just said, we just started. And right now I'm at 181 likes. Jen will be contributing. My friend Cynthia will be contributing to the page. And it's just really going to be positive. And just really about, you know, loving yourself first because, one, if you don't take care of yourself, then how are you going to take care of anybody else? Now, I'm talking about your kids. You can't take care of your parents. You can't take care of friends and family. First, you got to make sure that you are well, that you are whole, mentally, spiritually, physically, everything. And if you're not in that right place, you cannot properly take care of others. There are some people that are not whole in all of those areas of their life, and they're taking care of kids and they're taking care of family, but they're not doing it properly. And you know what? They're probably passing on certain things to their kids and their family that they shouldn't be passing along because they're not in that stable place themselves. So first, you got to get yourself together. Do you agree, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Always think of you first and move on from there. Let go of the past. Don't think about it. Just always look for your happiness. I think that's the best.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the page is all about. Love that. And definitely live life with no regrets. You know, it's the craziest thing that you can do ever. It's a sad thing when you have so many regrets. Even if you feel like in this moment, oh, I regret that I did this, that, start to look at the positive and say, you know what? No, I don't regret it. That was supposed to happen because, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, yes, it was supposed to happen, and I was supposed to learn the lesson from that. So never look at it in a negative way. Well, we don't have any callers at the moment, and our time is running out. Oh, my gosh. So we just want to thank everybody for tuning in. We apologize for the rough start. You know, sometimes it happens. We get a little crazy in the beginning, like, what is going on with this studio thing? I don't know. But it is what it is. But you know what? We made the best of it, and we got through the show regardless of what happened. Hopefully you'll be tuning in to make sure that we don't make no mistakes next week, so check it out. And we'll be announcing the topic. Please check our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls. And last but not least, if nobody told you they loved you on today, we love you so very much. But more importantly,
absolutely,
God does too. Yay!
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Stay safe, guys. Have a happy Valentine's this weekend.
Yes, happy Valentine's. Mwah! Bye.
Ciao.